this will be the lineup for the company of prophets. Number one, we have Prophet William Richard. Number two, we have River Class Master Prophet Maddie Young. Number three, we have Prophet Tiny Machiavelli. Number four, we have Prophet Cynthia Dawson. Number five, we have Prophet Latoya Dawkins. Are there any prophets that missed their auxiliary on this morning? Amen. And number six, I will be number six. I'm Prophet Tupacir Nichelle Berrien, and I'll be number six and the closer. So on this morning, what we're getting ready to do for the first 30 seconds, we're going to open up in our heavenly language, and we're going to be praying. And then thereafter, we're going to begin to each pray 3 minutes or less. If you happen to be holding office in the church, whether you're an apostle, an elder, a reverend, a minister, or been released by the Master Prophet Dr. Eva Nye Jordan, or leading lady Pastor Deborah Jordan to pray longer, please do take the liberty to pray and allow God to use you. And on this morning, just a few suggestions. We want to remember to keep the Master Prophet Dr. Eva Nye Jordan, leading lady Worthy Class Master Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan, the First Family, lifted up in prayer. We want to pray for each and every ministry connected to this ministry. We want to continue to remember to keep our mothers, our ministry mothers, lifted up in prayer. We want to pray for the staff that upholds the Master Prophet and Dr. Eva Nye Jordan and leading lady Pastor Deborah Jordan hands daily. The moderators that help prophets do watch your lines on this morning. Thank you. The House of Home, the prophetic coaches, each and every member. Each and every member. Amen. There is a prophet's line open. Can you please just watch your lines, prophets? Watch your lines now. Moderator, please support me because I don't see which line that is either. Thank you. We want to continue to keep the House of Home, prophetic coaches, each and every member, each and every partner lifted up in prayer. And we want to continue to pray for the United States of America, our leaders, the President Biden, First Lady Biden, Dr. Biden, Vice President Harris and her family, that they'll be led by godly wisdom and godly understanding. We want to continue to keep each and every country lifted up in prayer globally. The countries that are at war, the Ukraine, Russia, the countries that are coming to the aid, the United States, Poland, and any other country. We also want to continue to keep Brazil, Haiti, Mexico, each and every country that has come under attack. We also want to continue to keep the states lifted up in prayer, families that have lost loved ones to tragedies recently. We want to keep Texas, Buffalo, New York, and each and every state that has been coming forth. And even as summer is approaching, is coming upon us, we want to keep the states that are opened up, the pandemic as it spreads. We want to keep the people of God lifted up in prayer that they'll be guided by wisdom, God's wisdom, godly wisdom, and understanding that we'll continue to be led by the Spirit of God. We want to pray for the timing, even that God will continue to cause us to be led by His timing. We want to pray for, remember to keep our families lifted up in prayer, the prayerless lifted up in prayer, and even as the schools are letting out to cover the children, the summer camps, the institutions, even the schools, children are leaving for college, that they'll be covered in this season, the universities, the educational systems, and allow God to use us in this season to pray for our leaders, for the ministry leaders, God's leaders, and allow God to use us on this morning. So what we're getting ready to do, we're getting ready to open up in prayer. We want to also remember the first responders, the hospitals, the fire department, the police department, the nursing homes, the attendants. We want to continue to keep the children that are waiting to be adopted, those who have been trafficked. We want to keep the widows lifted up in prayer for care and support. Our elders, the homeless, continue to keep them lifted up in prayer. And as we get ready to open up in our prayer language for the first 30 seconds, thereafter, the next voice that you're going to hear is that of Prophet William Richard, and then we're each going to be praying. Let us begin to open up in our heavenly language. Robo Shekandela Boshata. Ebo Bobo Shekandela Boshata. Ebo Shekandela Boshata. Robo Shekandela Boshata. Ebo Bobo Shekandela Boshata. Robo Shekandela Boshata. Ebo Bobo Shekandela Boshata. Remain Yara Boshata. Ebo Bobo Shekandela Boshata. Boshata.
Praise the Lord. And Father, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give you thanks. And we thank you, Father, for being our eternal refuge on each everlasting arms. We thank you for being the God, my God, who promises is in you, yea, and in him, amen. Who promised never to leave us nor forsake us, but you will be with us, my God, unto the end of the age. We thank you, Father, for your anointing that is released upon this night, Father. Even upon Archbishop Bernard Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, and divineness and operation, Father, of your Holy Spirit, my God. As your anointing continues, we flow with the oil that continues, my God, as we salute the oil that falls upon his head, and upon even Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, and entire Jordan's family, my God. The healing that is taking place of wholeness and in divine, because you are the healer in the house, my God. In our lives, my God, that you're touching each and every one of the Jordan's family in a very special way. Even the prophetess and mother Mary, bearing all the mothers, Father, that you're strengthening, that you're upholding, my God, with your joy that's unspeakable and full of glory, because we know the joy of the Lord is your strength. Thank you, Father, for, my God, those in authority, as we lift them up before you in a very special way, that you're touching the hearts and minds of the people. Father, that you're bringing about transformation, you're bringing about the turnaround, because we know righteousness exalts a nation and sin is reproach to any people. But Father, as we humble ourselves under your mighty hands, we exalt you as the King of glory that rules in the affairs of men, that is able to turn the situation around, even as a little helm that governs, my God, a big ship. You are our God in the midst of us, who is mighty. Thank you for touching those who are sick and afflicted in body. You are the balm. You are the healer, my God, that we can look to. Even as David said, my God, in his word, he will lift up his eyes unto the hills from whence cometh his help. Know that his help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And we thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. We thank you for your tender mercy, touching lives and healing, bringing forth healing and wholeness, even to families, my God. Even to the dust that's in the air, the Sahara dust, my God, that you're sanctifying the law. My God, the dust to our bodies, my God, because you are Jehovah Makadesh, the Lord that sanctified by your word and by your Holy Spirit and by your Spirit of truth, continue to go forth. Touch the lives of those, my God, even in the prison. Those, my God, the wayward children, the fact you are bringing back to the fold, my God, both fire and air, by your grace and by your mercy and by your strength, Father, and by your Holy Spirit, my God. Father, we bless you and thank you, Father, for your anointing, reaching those both far and near, my God, as we decree, let God arise, let all the enemies be scattered, Father, east, west, north, and south, bringing victory to the lives of your people, because you always cause us to triumph in all things to our Lord and Savior. So we decree and declare, my God, that we are more than conquerors, and we give you the glory and praise for being the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in our life, the captain of the Lord of hosts, of the Lord's army, always in us and going before us, making every crooked path straight. And we thank you, Father, for the doors you're opening, my God, of prosperity, as you continue to send now prosperity for your glory and for your praise. Lord, be ever exalted as the King of glory in our lives and in our midst. And we say, Lord, thank you for your presence, because we know in your presence there's fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are blessings forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you for this day thou hast made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord God, for Dr. Eben R. Jordan, our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan. Thank you for their love and their wisdom continuously. Bless them, Lord God. Thank you for making provision, Lord God, as they move forward with the documentary of American Black Prophet. Thank you. Every obligation is met, and even to the overflow, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the Jordan family. We thank you for Bishop-elect Joshua Jordan. Touch his physical body, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for Minister Jessica Jordan, Lord God. We thank you for the entire Jordan family, Lord God. We thank you for Mother Berrien. We thank you for the Berrien family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for strengthening them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the staff. home, Zoe Ministries, partners all over the globe, Lord God, that are part of Zoe Ministry. Bless them, Lord God. They can continuously undergird this ministry, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up all spiritual leaders that are connected with Zoe Ministries as well, Lord God. Bless them. Give them godly wisdom in the season to lead the people you entrusted them with, Lord God. Continuously make provision for them as well, Lord God. We lift up our mothers all over the globe. Continuously bless, strengthen our mothers, Lord God, our elderly mothers, young mothers, Lord God. Make provision for them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up our children. Thank you for a hedge of protection around our children, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for those that are in foster care, coming out of foster care, Lord God. We thank you for godly people in their path to steer them on the right path, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for our educators, Lord God. Bless them continuously. Strengthen them. Give them wisdom, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. No matter what position, whether it's professor, teacher, whatever position they hold, long as they're in the medical educational system, bless them, Lord God. Even those in the medical field, Lord God, bless them, Lord God. Strengthen them. Give them wisdom, Father, in the name of Jesus. Our first responders, law enforcement, Lord God. Those that are in the military, we lift all those up, Lord God, that are on the front line for us, for this country, Lord God, our leaders, vice president, president, Lord God. Give them wisdom, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. All those in governmental position, give them godly wisdom, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Shelter to the homeless, justice for the injustice, Lord God, that are falsely accused, Lord God. Bring justice to them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We say thank you for all that you're doing and all that you're about to do. Bless all the families that are represented on this line today, Lord God. It's my family as well. And, Father, we will not cease to give your name praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We say have your way continuously in our lives, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, Father, we thank you this morning, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Jireh. We thank you, Jehovah Nissi. We thank you, El Shaddai, God Almighty. Father, we are saying you are God, and besides you, there is no one. Father, we thank you that every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Father, you are all powerful. I thank you this morning, my God. Father, I thank you for the Master Prophet Ibn Jordan, Lord, and Pastor Deborah Jordan. I thank you for the love they have for the ministry, the love they have for the people of God. Lord, I pray that you bless them. And Father, I build a hedge of fire around them in this season. And Father, I thank you for all the Jordan family, Lord. I pray that you bless them, my Father, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. Father, I thank you for all the members of Zoe Ministry and all the prophets who are connected to this ministry. I pray for your favor upon them, my Father, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. Father, I thank you for fivefold ministry, Lord. All the pastors, the teachers, the prophets, the evangelist, my Father, I pray, Lord, that open their eyes in this season. Let them see what you have sent them to do, my God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray, Lord, that give them more wisdom of your knowledge, of your word, my God. Let them meditate in your word day and night, my Father, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. Father, let nothing remove them from your glory. Let them stay, my Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I take this time and pray for all the intercessors all over the world. I pray, my Father, let them not come out of the wall in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I pray for special anointing upon their life. I pray for special blessings upon their life, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. Father, I thank you, even as we are praying for our children, my Father, all over the world. Today, my Father, in South Africa, we are celebrating Youth Day, Lord. We pray, my Father, that as they are celebrating Youth Day, let them know the meaning of Youth Day, Lord. Let them know what it stands for, my Father. And I build a hedge of fire around them. And I pray for peace, my God, for all the children who are celebrating today, my God. And I pray, my Father, that they will never go back with you, Father, to where 1976 were, Lord. Father, I pray for your favor upon our children, Lord. Father, I come against the spirit of drugs upon our children. I come against the spirit of smoking upon our children. I come against the spirit of drinking upon our children. Father, I pray that you hide them under your wing.
Prophet Tiny, are you there? Amen. Next prophet,
yes.
Prophet Tiny.
Yes,
go,
I'm
go
still
right
here.
Ahead. Go right ahead, woman of God.
Can you hear me, Prophetess Michelle?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, I bless you. And I lift your name higher in the name of Jesus. In the blood of Jesus, I glorify you, Spirit of the living God, as we are praying for all the mothers all over the world. My God, there are women who are crying right now, my God. They don't know what their children are, my God. But I pray, Lord, that heal them, my God, and restore their families, Lord. Let the children come back home, wherever they are, my God. Let them remember home and come back home, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. Father, I just want to pray for our country, South Africa, Lord. I pray for intervention, my God. My Lord, intervene in this situation. Intervene in what is happening in our country, my God. In the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. I just want to glorify you, Lord. And I praise you that you are God and besides you, there is no other. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
And amen, amen, amen. And Father God, we honor you and we praise you. And we give you the glory for every aspect of our being and every aspect of becoming. And merciful Father God and merciful Holy Spirit, we thank you for this hour. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your divine presence in us, as us. And Father God, continue to bless each and every one that's on this line and off this line, Father God. For Father God, you're our source and our salvation. And Father God, we pray for healing today, Father God, to cover each and every one of us, Father God. Father God, we pray for comfort and peace in this season. And we pray for strength and restoration, Father God. And Father God, continue to cover and lift up our spiritual leader, Dr. E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan. Also lift up Bishop-elect Jordan and his wife, Jessica Jordan, as they all continue to globalize the prophetic, as they continue to give us the wisdom and the knowledge to pivot through this whole ordeal. And Father God, continue to cover our mothers, Father God. Cover them from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet, Father God. And Father God, bless those that have lost loved ones, Father God, and protect each and every pastor, minister, elder that's associated with Zoe Ministry as they continue to give out the word of the Lord. And Father God, we recognize that the things that we're facing in this time, it have no place to turn to but for you, Father God. And we surrender ourselves to you, that you handle all our situations around this ordeal, Father God. And we pray for healing, not only for ourselves, but for those that's going through similar circumstances, Father God. And Father God, we thank you for you never leave us nor forsake us, Father God. For you're our source and our salvation. And Father God, continue to bless our political leaders, our first responders, our doctors, and our nurses, as they are ordered to carry out and protect us through this whole ordeal, Father God. And Father God, continue to be our bridge over troubled waters, blessing the sick and the shut-in, blessing the homeless, Father God, blessing every state in the United States, blessing every country and every nation, Father God. For Father God, we decree miracles that you cast out the spirit of infirmity and sicknesses that are trying to attack our body, Father God. And Father God, as we move forward, we thank you for guiding us and directing us in everything that we say and everything that we do. through all the trials and tribulations of life, Father God, keeping us safe from all danger and harm, helping us to start this day with a new attitude and plenty of gratitude. And Father God, we thank you for continuing to broaden our mind so that we can hear from you, Father God. And Father God, we continue to bless us so that we may be a blessing to others and give them words of encouragement. And Father God, we thank you for the joy, the peace, and the love in our world according to our perfect plan. And Father God, your mercy endures forever. And Father God, continue to place wholeness upon our body, mind, and soul as we continue to move forward. And Father God, cover and protect the communities in Baltimore and in Texas. Cover each and every one of those families that's going through all the hurt and pain right now, Father God. And Father God, allow each and every one of us to become perfect, whole, and complete. Because as we move forward, Father God, we continue to honor you and praise you and give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your will, way, and purpose for your people. We thank you, Father God, for your covering over all of us. We thank you, Father, for life and life more abundantly. And we thank you, God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do, Lord. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father, for your hedge of protection around your people. We thank you, Lord, for your will. We thank you, Lord, for seed time and harvest. We thank you, God, for the word of the Lord that you allow to go forth on a daily basis into your people's lives, God. We thank you, Father, for your guidance. And we thank you, Father, for restoration for your people. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank you, Father, for the partners. And we thank you, Father, for all things working together for our good. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. We thank you, Father, for the peace that surpasses all understanding in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for our leaders. We thank you, God, for Dr. E. Bernard Jordan, Pastor Deborah Jordan, and the Jordan family. We thank you, Father, for the covering and the anointing that you have over their lives. And we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be under such leaders, Father, for there's none other like them. And we thank you, Father, for we are grateful. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Prophet Mesopaniti Barbie.
Prophet God, as I come before you. Father God, as I come before you this morning, just want to give you the praise and glory that you so deserve, Father God, Lord. Lord, and we pray, oh, Father God, for our leaders, Dr. E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan and all the Jordan family, oh, Father God. Lord, that you will bless them and protect them, oh, Father God, and allow them to continue to lead us in the prophetic, oh, Father God, Lord. Lord, and we thank you, oh, Father God, for all of those that you are healing in this season. Lord, we pray, oh, Father God, for the homeless, that you would make provisions for them, oh, Father God, Lord. Lord, and those that are in need, Lord, that you will bless them, oh, Father God, meet their needs, Lord. Lord, and we ask, oh, Father God, that you bless our children, Lord. Watch over and protect them, oh, Father God. Lord, even as they're in school, Lord, in this off-season, that you will be with them, even throughout all of the summer, Father God, Lord. Lord, and we pray for our elders, Lord, that you will watch over them and protect them also, Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Father, I thank you right now, God, as we humbly come before you. Thank you, God, for this hour, for this day. Thank you for protection. Thank you for traveling mercy. We're able to make it back safe, Father. We thank you right now, God, for such a beautiful celebration that we've participated in, oh, God, with the Archbishop and Dr. Ebenard Jordan, with the documentary of the Black America's Black Prophet. Thank you for all the prophets and their work in the background. Father, we thank you. All the things that we don't see, but Lord God, they're working and alongside with Pastor Deborah. Father God, we thank you, God, for your strength upon each and every one of them. Father God, Prophetess Naomi with her crew. Father God, I thank you, God, for all the prophets on the 24-hour prophetic revival. Father, thank you for strengthening every mother, every woman, every prophet that are making their stand. Strengthen them spiritually and physically in every area in their lives. Father God, we thank you, God, for the men that are also holding their hands up, Father God, in their stand. Thank you, oh God, Lord, you for all the prophets on the 24-hour prophetic revival, the home of poem. Lord God, I thank you, God, for blessing each and every one in a special way, Father God. Thank you for touching the people of God as they continue to build their altar. Thank you for touching them and bless them, Lord. Father, we thank you, God, for touching the prayer list this morning. God, you know and see every need, every name presented before you this morning. Father God, you will meet every need, God, that you will answer prayer. Father God, I thank you, God, for seeing everything in the end results of whatever we believe in you for. Thank you for the teaching today from the Master Prophet, Father God. Lord, we forever give you the praise, the honor that's due to your name. We love you. We thank you, Father God, that we continue to hold our end of a keeping up with the covenant of our Teruma tithe and offering. Father God, as we're giving unto you, we're giving it unto the man of God. Father, we thank you right now. We praise you and thank you, God, for your strength upon their family, the Jordan family, Father God, touching the leaders in our country as they continue to make decisions for our country, touching those in need of your touch, touch every family, every mother and father and their sons and daughters, Father God, and all our relationship with our children, God. We may continue to pray and stand for peace. Father God, we love you and we thank you right now for answering prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. And Father God, we thank you for the prayers that have been prayed on this morning, Father God. We thank you for the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for how you watch over your people. You lead and you guide us by your Spirit. Father God, we pray that this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. For surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we choose to dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Father God, we say thank you for the Master Prophet, Dr. E. Bernard Jordan, and leading Lady Pastor Deborah Jordan in the first family, Lord God, and the next generation of prophets. Father God, we thank you for the House of Poem, Lord God. We thank you for the staff that upholds the hands of Dr. Jordan and leading Lady Pastor Deborah Jordan daily, the moderators, each and every ministry connected to this ministry. Father God, we give you all the praise and all the honor. Father God, we thank you for the joy of the Lord is truly our strength, Father God. Father God, we thank you that no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. Oh, Lord God, the weapon may form, but it shall not prosper. Father God, we thank you that this is a season that you are leading us by your Spirit and guiding us by your Spirit. Father God, give a quickening to us in that Spirit. Let us move by obedience, Father God. Obedience to your word, obedience to your prophet, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for how you cover our homes, our families, our possessions, and our community. Continue to cause healing and wholeness to those who have been affected by the COVID, Lord God. Father God, we pray that they'll have full recoveries, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for how you watch over the first responders, the doctors, the nurses, the police officers, the fire department, Lord God. Continue to place a hedge of protection and safety over them and their household. Lord God, we pray for those who have lost loved ones, lost parents that have become orphaned throughout the pandemic, Lord God. Provide loving homes and guardians and provision and support and assistance for them, Lord God. Father God, we pray for our widows. We pray for our orphans, Lord God. We pray for the homeless, Lord God. Let there be provision and support, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for this season of extended protection, Lord God. Let there be peace, Lord God. Let there be peace. Able Shata, we pray for our leaders, our national, our local, our domestic leaders. Let them be led by godly wisdom, godly truth. Let them have the right team and cabinets within their offices, Lord God. Father God, we pray for wisdom. We pray for wisdom, Lord God, that you'll teach us to number our days and apply our hearts to your wisdom. We pray for the spirit of Issachar, that we'll know the seasons and times, when to move, how to move, and when to be still, Lord God. Father God, continue to cover your children, Lord God, your young adults that are aging out of the foster care system, the children that are in the foster care system. Give them loving homes and protection as they're away going back to their homes, Lord God, and those who are waiting to be adopted. Father God, care for our elders, those who are shut in, Lord God, those who are in nursing homes, Lord God, those who have no one. Cover them, protect them, care for them. Send love and care their way, Lord God. Lord God, give hope to what the hopeless, Lord God. Father God, we'll be ever so be mindful to give you all the praise and all the honor. And on this morning, we pray for America's Black Prophet, Part 2, that every joint will supply, Lord God. Father God, overflow your people with blessings and benefits and that they'll give. That you, those who have made pledges, Lord God, give seed to the sower and so that they can prove they can be trusted. So on this morning, Father God, we say thank you for what you're doing, what's been done, and what is going to be done. And through you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.